Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
My name is Declan. How can I help you?
Hello, Jacqueline. It's Mr. Cordell. I believe I've had conversations with yourself before. Yeah, I think so. I've recorded them and I transcribed them up, I have. And I was talking to you in regards to Sally Gilchrist and the way she was handling my case and the things that were put inside of the folder that just proved that meant that I couldn't have done it, and the deception and negligence and gross misconduct, criminal intentions within this ASBO folder. It's great. What my problem is, I've found loads of stuff in the ASBO folder, obviously, that's holding me in my house for 7 years. I've got a curfew for. I never got arrested for this offence. I've requested a copy of the FOI of my PNC record, off the police. I've got that here, and I've checked. And what I've noticed is that it's not in my criminal record because it's a standalone ASBO that I've been given for the organisation of illegal raves. If something's illegal, you've got to be arrested. I was never arrested. All of the convictions that what I'm supposed my conditions that I'm supposed to be abiding by, even though I weren't arrested and didn't get an interview, all of them have Section 63, which is at the Raves Act 1994, in it. All the conditions are, and I was never arrested. I looked at it and I noticed the timestamps to the 999 call centre was wrong, and on all the MG11 forms, which are the witness statements, they were wrote by a police officer. As each one police officer has done four statements each, and none of them are signed by victims. I requested in the court for Sally to do something. I kept pulling Sally aside, saying, close the case. Sally and that were determined to prosecute me no matter what. Like, I don't fit the colour of the skin for certain things. Like, I've got all the true Facebook accounts to what I got set up for, and I know, and it shares the real people's names in them and that. Yeah, and then what I noticed, it kept saying Bran A, Bran B, Bran C, and that in all of these coppers' names and that. So I've checked against all the things that are in the criminal record and in my criminal record, and all of the offences in there, they've changed all of the coppers' names to Bran A, a devil in me, and stuff like that. A devil in me, you're not even allowed to register that as a birth certificate name. Now, I've been speaking to QBE, which is who you're insured with right now, I believe, and QBE have told me I need to get a claims form off yourselves and you need to send that out to me. 10 conduct, 10 conduct list, the address that they've gave me over the phone, which is in the recording, is this address here. And you are the ones that have frauded, or your department is the one that frauded this ASBO in the beginning. It's a civil application, and it's very rare for the Metropolitan Police to follow civil cases in the beginning. So you lot funded it inside of there. You paid for it yourselves. You didn't have no victims. They forged all of the victim statements. The council and the police signed the certificate together. Since then, the council's tried to cover it up by putting a possession order in. They made a load of a possession order, two injunction orders that I've won, another possession order, and then another possession order. So that's one. That's a possession order, two injunction orders, possession order, another possession order. They forged all of the dates, hoping and they could help Usopp cover up because Usopp made the ASBO together. And I weren't in the house, in my house. I was on bail conditions somewhere else. So from the beginning of it, they made all of these dates up in the first possession order. I proved that I weren't in the house. The judge dropped it for some for them not filing their case properly. They refiled the same case again with a couple of added extra. Then they lost that, refiled it again, refiled it again. That's malicious prosecution. They've been refiling the same claims that I've won continuously, time and time over. The council of trying to keep me away from here. I've got their insurance at the moment, and they're for a public amendity and indemnity. And basically, I've been told that's QBE this year, and I've got their previous years from 14. I'm requesting off yourselves your insurance details from the years 2014 to today's date, 2019, who you've been covered by. And I'm requesting for you to please send that to my email and to my address. Is that
You
something?
need to, any requests you need to put in writing?
In writing, I have
Yes.
technical, but I have problems reading and writing, which is very,
Right.
which Sally was aware of. I couldn't read and write, and my relationship with my care coordinator broke down. I've spoke to QBE, and they've told me once somebody requests this information off you have to send it out within a set time, otherwise you're in breach. Yeah, now
Do you
I've
need it
got.
in writing?
I'm requesting. Can you not write that note down and ask that Simon Cordell take my address.
I'm not able to assist you on this because I don't deal with that side of the work and I don't know anything about it. You're better off emailing or speaking to Sally.
Do you agree, Sally? What Sally's done? I've got so many recordings explaining to Sally. Look, I'm not the right colour skin for that. It says white people committed that crime, Sally. Can you take that out of the box? She wouldn't do it. Do you know how many recordings I've got of Sally? Yeah, I've got loads of recordings of Sally. And what's causing the problem is Sally is this could cause a conflict of work of interest under the 1998 Act. Let alone that it's targeted malice of public office. Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. Targeted malice of public office. Malice of public office. Targeted malice and malicious process. Harassment under 1998. Yeah, fraud under the Company Act 2006. I've got drafted up all my recordings. Made a complete diary day to day, and I can prove all of these things. And I'm telling you now, if I crash into your car or something like that, and I ask you for your insurance details, you can't say I have to write. I'm asking you now. I'm saying I can't read and write. I've learning difficulties. Please, can you assist me in receiving what I need to be able to put my claim through? And can you confirm to me that Sally, because you just told me Sally will get the case papers? How can Sally, the person that's locked me in my house for 7 years, but just before she done this to me, I was in my house for a year beforehand, yeah, and for a curfew. I won that case. The second I won that case, she done this to me. She used the Metropolitan Police, yeah, with all Boris, because I've got all of the paperwork for it. I've put an FOI in for all the council's computers. I've done all of the hospitals. The hospitals have been trying to diagnose me as mentally ill because I've been saying there's a conspiracy against me, against the police. The police have set me up and the rest of it. There's 15,000 pages, which is a deep impact statement, which I want to hand to your department as well, the damages that you've caused to my life with everything that's happened and what was already told to you lot, yeah, beforehand, yeah. Please, can somebody assist me today in getting your insurance details and getting a claim form out to my address?
I don't deal with any of this, so I can't assist you with this. You need to, as I say, you need to Sally's case. You need to speak to Sally.
So Sally, how can you be telling me to pass? How can I speak to Sally, the person that has caused all of this fraud and all of this to me? She's locked me in my house. I've done recordings. I've got telling her all of this stuff and everything else, and how bad it all looks in a massive diary of what she's done and all the coppers. Now, do you know what they've done? Yeah, every all the Edmonton coppers. Yeah, when you're known person, I was working in the community hall. I had the keys to my community hall. I was managing it myself. I was working in Winchmore Hill Park with kids with cerebral palsy. I was working in Enfield Town Park, Ponders End Park, Durance Park. I was building my own CIC constitution on the internet. I'd done everything here. I had a nightclub on Brixton High Street. I've got all the receipts for everything. I was doing everything correct in the community here. For this woman to come along, I took on another child for Boris. Do you know what Boris's MO was? Yeah, 2010, they bought water cannons because of a party that was caused in London riots. And then they've had them sitting there all them years, and then all of a sudden Boris pushes it out through the head of the Metropolitan Police Communications, because I've got all the release notes for it, yeah, saying that he's let Sally push this case out, yeah. And then all of this stuff starts getting spread about me in the public, about my personal data, when I've never even argued with my missus in my whole life. Yeah, this is where it's all coming from, your department in there, and you're telling me, and I don't want Sally to deal with this case. Who's above Sally?
Well, in that case, you need to go onto our website and look on there on how to file a complaint.
I've already been through the complaint. I've already been through most of the complaint procedures, and the system is so corrupt in itself and backwards run. What they say to me is you are the legal department, and Sally signed it all over the paperwork, yeah? She's the executive director of legal services and the rest of it, yeah? Just like Jeremy Chambers, who's already been done for sexual assaults and the rest of it, misconduct, and gets hired in to do this to me, to help you sort of cover up all of what I keep talking to you about, yeah? I'm not happy the way that I've been treated. My human rights have been breached and violated. Article 2, the right to life, my private life, everything's been damaged. I can go through the list for yourselves, yeah. You're going to trying to send me round in circles to a website. It comes.
You need to write in with a complaint.
A complaint to yourselves for you to give it to Sally to deal with. Can I speak to somebody above Sally?
Complaint, who? Like a complaint about if it's a complaint against one of our. members of staff, it won't be dealt with by that member of staff, it'll be dealt with...
I've got over 50 recordings of me here now. I've transcribed them up, yeah. I've done about 100 recordings of transcribing of me phoning the 999. And in every single, out of 45, the last 45 that I've transcribed up in the last week, I've been told that I'm dead. Down 41 of them out of 45, I've been told that I'm dead at least 4 or 5 times by different workers and different people, and every single one of them through the Metropolitan Police, that I'm going to be killed and I'm dead and everything. I can play the recordings to you now. I am not happy to be pushed around the system. Yeah, when you are the legal services yourself, and you're quick enough to nick somebody for, if somebody gets caught nicking a bar of chocolate or something, you'll run out and ruin their lives. When I'm phoning up for police assistance or for you to reprimand your own, you won't do that. Now, there must be somebody above of you can't do it. There must be somebody in that department now that can, that's above Sally, that can deal with me. Can you tell me that person's name, please?
Explain to you, if you look on the web, on our website, it tells you how to make an official complaint.
Yeah, and it's that, where does that go to PLC Met Complaints, or to yourselves, to the legal, to conduct? You're the ones that hold
it
the...
It doesn't go to legal services, it goes to our misconduct department.
Yeah, PLC, misconduct department, which is in the same as Scotland Yards, is it not? The same as where you're based, no?
No.
So who's in...
We're not based in the same place.
So what does your department, the legal department, do then? If you're the executive legal director of the country, you know, and of Wales, you don't deal with the law yourself.
We only deal with the Metropolitan Police District.
If
we don't deal with the whole country.
Okay, well, for the Metropolitan Police, then, okay. Yeah.
So you need to go onto the website, look how to make an official complaint, and then that will be dealt with that way. You have to do it through proper official channels.
If I can prove what Sally's done, would you think that it's right for Sally to be working touching other people's DPA and personal data and rest of it?
That's not for me to comment on. You need to do it officially through...
But I've told you, and you work for the force. You're paid a salary. There's a thing called the regulations that, not regulations that. There's a what law is it again? There's a law where it says that if I tell you something and you're working for the Met Police Force, yeah, you have to call an inquiry in regards to something if you don't like it, because it says that I can tell you what law. I'd have to dig it up quickly out of my website quickly. But I'm telling you stuff now. And you're going to happy to continue your day and tell me that a person that's told you that can't read and write, can't do nothing, and you're telling me now that I've got to go somehow, work a way into it. I've told you I ain't got a care worker that can help me at the moment. You're telling me somehow I've got to work my way into this website, write a thing, and it's going to go to another complaints department, and in the end, it's just going to be backhanded back to your department to where Sally's working anyway, because you're in the highest part of the chain of it all anyway. Is there any higher than your department in regards to for things like this?
Any complaints are usually dealt by the public are dealt with by our misconduct department, and they deal with it.
Well, I'm being held in my house today.
They'll give you the instructions on the Met Police website on how to make a complaint, and that's what you need to do. I'm sorry, I can't advise you.
Do you know what they've done? What the police officers done? Yeah, they got all the Edmonton police officers got an ASBO folder. Yeah, I didn't get it served to me in the beginning. And I told Sally he couldn't fit through my letterbox, and it's in Lost Property Edmonton now. Yeah, the original folder got set outside my front door, and I've got the receipt for that and everything. Now I've asked them for a copy of it back for my lost property, and they're saying it's been stolen out of Edmonton Police Station because Sally kept slipping loads of stuff into the folder along the process. So I knew if I go and get the original folder, I can prove everything that she slipped in. So they've said that's been stolen, so I don't think that's fair, yeah? And to top it off, what the police officers actually done, Stephen Ellsmore and the rest of it, and that neighbourhood officers team, yeah, in Edmonton, yeah, which Jeffrey O'Mann was in charge of, and Pat in the Civic Centre, yeah, what they all done together and Sally signed for and allowed to happen is... I was getting pulled over by the police doing normal things like on a Thursday in my car, just driving from my nan's house from when she's seeing her with cancer and the rest of it, coming back to my house, one road away from my house on a Thursday, midday, 12 o'clock in her car, yeah, no sound equipment, nothing, yeah. She's put all stuff like that in the folder. They've put notes on the computer because they've pulled me over and they've said, Simon's building a festival, he's doing good work and the rest of it. They've gone in, opened up all of them crimits, edited them, and it says that they've been opened and edited. Then what they've done is, because on... one day, a party that had nothing to do with me at Millmarsh Lane, some copper was supposed to have hurt his hand or something, yeah? They've lost their temper knowing that I'm in my car, yeah, and had nothing to do with it, yeah? I'm in my car, and I'd been on curfew for a year prior, yeah? Now, the police officers know that I'm not... where he hurt his hand's quarter of a mile up the road from where I am, yeah? Now, they've lost their temper. They've gone and made Millmarsh Lane, took a criminal out of the computer, made Millmarsh Lane, and started making the ASBO the next day. Yeah, the second that they're looking in that, they've looked in the history on the PNC and they found this thing 2011, yeah, which is another police borough. So what they didn't want to do is involve the other coppers in the other boroughs. So they've got this, so they've got the information, took a new criminal out the computer, which is 50 after what the URN number come out 50 after Millmarsh Lane, and changed the one for 2011, changed all of the coppers' names to go on.
I'm really sorry, but I can't help to assist you any more than I already have done. I've told you what you need to do, and I can't be
there. Is Sally working in the office today? Is Sally working in the office? You said I should speak to Sally. Is Sally in the office today then, please? Can I speak to Sally?
No, not today.
So when's Sally back on duty tomorrow? Should I phone tomorrow then?
To
Sally.
I don't even work with Sally, so I don't have any dealings with her. I'm really sorry, I've advised you as far as I can, so I'm now going to turn it as cold. Thank you, goodbye.
You have a good day.